Hello and welcome to The Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshwan, and with me in studio today is African football expert, Mokgale Satekge.
Thank you so much, Deshu. It's a good day. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Moji, of course, the PSL is winding down. Of course, the fixtures are coming in thick and fast. Saturday sees Polokwane City hosting Sekhukhune United.
Yes, Sekhukhune, all the teams coming from the midweek games, having played all goalless draw, having played all draws in their match respectively on Tuesday and yesterday. Yeah. I mean, Polokwane City drew yesterday with Richards Bay, and then I think Sekhukhune played on Tuesday with SuperSport United. It was a 1-1 draw, so it's gonna be an epic one, but we know how Sekhukhune can be lethal.
Yeah.
So I think Sekhukhune will come gun blazing for this one.
Of course, Sekhukhune was the form team of 2024. They started off very strongly. I believe they picked up a man of the match as well as player of the match, or rather of the month, when the year started, and they haven't really continued that. I think it's just one win from their previous five league fixtures.
Yeah, man. It's a challenge sometimes when you... It's a challenge sometimes when you're playing and you find that the results are not being consistent and so forth and everything. But I think from Polokwane City's game, they will pick maximum points and, you know...
Are you calling a victory for the Polokwane?
I'm calling it a victory for Sekhukhune, not Polokwane City.
Okay. Yes. Who's going to score?
Mokwana,
yeah.
Ohizu, Mtambo. You know, I've got the list of favorite players as Babina Nuku, so anything is possible, bro.
All right, let's move along to Morocco Swallows hosting Stellenbosch United. Of course, Stellenbosch showing what they can do.
Yes, I mean, Stellenbosch, obviously, they're going to show what they can do. And, I mean, it's a crunch game for them, all the remaining games, because remember now they are just 1 point
ahead of Pirates
after just drawing yesterday, nil-nil yesterday. So, I mean, also Morocco Swallows, they lost on Tuesday. I think they lost 2-0, and then they need to pick up from their loss on Tuesday and make sure that they are... moving forward to avoid the relegation battle zone. But with Stellenbosch, we shall see. Every game is an important game now. Stellenbosch gunning for second place spot and CAF Champions League continental football spot for next season. And also Morocco Swallows trying to avoid relegation with everything they've got. It's going to be a very tense, tight game.
Of course, Stellenbosch has some dangerous plays, one of which is Ikram Reyners. Your thoughts on his performance so far?
Look, man, Ingram Reyners, gunning for the golden boot with Chegofatso Mabasa at Pirates. I think they are both on 15 goals at the present moment as the top two leading goal scorers for the Leslie Manyatela golden boot. So, look, man, Ingram Reyners is a beast, and we know what he's capable of. But I don't think Swallows is to go into this game just to be, you know, just to be an addition in that match or anything.
Of course, they were the ones that held Mamelodi Sundowns to a 2-2 draw some weeks ago. Can you see another strong performance like that in this one?
Yes, they can do it. I mean, Swallows have been upsetting. They are very good in terms of, they've drew with Sundowns. They drew with Pirates at some point at Orlando 0-0. So this season. So they are very good in terms of getting like at least 1 point from the big teams. So yeah. I don't see why can't they do it against Stellenbosch United.
Very bold call. Give me your prediction.
I'll give it a surprise 1-0 for Morocco Swallows, or maybe a goalless draw.
All right, sure. The next fixture sees the league champions Mamelodi Sundowns up against Royal M. Royal M, of course, at the tail end of the log.
Yeah, no, Sundowns is going to dismantle Royal AM because, look, people thought that because Sundowns has already won the league, they'll become complacent in terms of their style of play and everything. There is bigger thing for Sundowns that maybe most of the football fans are not aware of. Sundowns is preparing their team and their players for the big crunch Nedbank Cup final against Pirates on the 1st of June in Mbombela. You get my point? So they need their first team players fit. Even yesterday when they played Golden Arrows, we could see Williams was still in goals. Mm. All their players were, all the first 11 players of Sundowns were playing, because they don't want to keep them there in terms of the remaining league fixtures and say, no, they will wait for the final. It's going to be different. Mm. Whereas Pirates is still playing their best players up until the league will end. Sundowns is continuing with the same squad. They missed a lot of chances yesterday against Golden Arrows. Mm. Unfortunately,
of course, it was a big point earned for Steve Compeller and company at Golden Arrows.
Yes, they were very much prepared for Mamelodi Sundowns, but look, you're playing Sundowns. Yeah. They are not going to lose. It's either you draw against them or they beat you.
Yeah, of course. Just before we move on, let's talk about that fixture against Golden Arrows. Do you think, you know, the refereeing decisions were accurate?
Again, in South Africa, we are complaining about the referee's decisions. Ronwen Williams was supposed to be a straight red. He was supposed to have gone off in the first half of the game. I mean, you know, referees in South Africa, they need to be consistent. We don't care whether you're Orlando Pirates or Kaizer Chiefs or SuperSport or Sundowns. If those players of those particular teams you know, create any offense on the field.
A red card is a red card.
Yes, a red card is a red card. I mean, Williams, he was the last man in the line of defense. And when you're at the last man in the line of defense, it means it's clear, an obstruction to a straight goal and so
clear
forth.
Goal scoring opportunity.
Yes, so it's a clear scoring opportunity. So he was just supposed to be sent off yesterday.
All right. You're saying Sundowns are coming back with a bang against Royal AM?
Yes, I'm saying, they're going to score maybe
over five goals.
Yeah, all right. I can see that happening.
Yeah. Of course, Pirates are hosting Richards Bay, another relegation-threatened team. Can you see them flexing their muscles?
The Pirates are going to win more than 3 or 4. I don't even predict Pirates games anymore, because you have a player who needs mentality.
Yeah.
You have two players right now at Pirates, three players at Pirates. Their mentalities are not only about the team, but a chance of them winning individual PSL accolades during the awards. You have Maswanganyi for the top season for the
player
season,
of the season,
player
yeah.
of the season trophy, and you have Mofokeng for the youngest. Yeah. Player of the season. Then you have Maswanganyi, you have Mabasa for the Leslie Manyathela Golden Boot. Mm. So you're playing against three players who are also gunning for some individual brilliance this season.
I see. Are you saying it's going to be a slaughterhouse?
Pirates is going to slaughter Richards Bay. I don't know how much, how many goals, but Pirates is going to kill Richards Bay.
All right. Sunday's action sees Cape Town City up against TS Galaxy. Of course, Cape Town City with a 2-0 victory over Swallows last time out on home soil.
Yes, I mean, Cape Town City, you know, it's one team that they like redeeming themselves when they play against certain teams. But again, you're playing TS Galaxy, a team that have been very good in terms of their results and showing consistency, scoring in goals and so forth. You get my point. Mm. So it's not going to be an easy game for both teams. I see they will share the spoils, or I see, I don't know, whatever team comes best will win that game. But for me, a draw of whatever goals will be a draw for me.
I see. You know, of course, TS Galaxy coming into this one above Cape Town City in the log, but just a single point. Galaxy's form, though, hasn't really been convincing of late. Nurkovic hasn't really been, delivering for them as he has.
Yes, I mean, that is the challenge, you know, consistency when it comes to the team. So, I mean, with Pirates and Sundowns, there's an overhaul of squads in terms of players. They can choose from whoever to play and whoever to rest and so forth. But with teams like Steers, Galaxy and so forth, they don't have much of that choice. So a player has to keep on playing and being on consistent form up until, whether it's the middle, the start, or up until the end of the season. You get my point. So it becomes a challenge for those teams. So it's not surprising to see some of the players forming PSL slaking from your teams like TS Galaxy, Cape Town City, Cape Town Spurs and so forth, because I mean, anxiety can kick in. I mean, I saw that yesterday when Orlando Pirates was playing Chipa United came in, they gave in their 100% at Nelson Mandela Stadium in the PE for the NetBank Cup semi-final, they were very tired. They were exhausted to the core. Mm. And now they came, they had to do a double against Pirates weekend and Wednesday,
yeah.
Which is, you know, Pirates, I mean, all the players, some of the players who played on Wednesday were rested, you know, and so forth. And there were clean, fresh players on the bench.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not having depth in the team, it's a problem. Mm. I'm just saying this, but, in know, line the, of TS Galaxy.
See, Ramovic, you know, he looks as a very shrewd manager. And, you know, I like what he's done with the resources he's had available to him. You know, I actually think he could do a much better job at a bigger club. I'm not saying he should be looking at Kaizer Chiefs or maybe that position right now. But I think I want to do him justice by saying he could potentially be one of the managers of the season, you know, at least top three.
He's a brilliant coach.
Mm.
Ramovic is a brilliant coach. He's a very good tactician when it comes to football. He understands players. He can spot talent. He knows how to bring out the best quality in a player and so forth. So if I was him, then Chiefs come knocking, I will jump for the opportunity. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, there's potential for players to grow and for coaches to grow. It's football. I mean, if Peter Musimani could leave Sundowns and Al Ahly and go into coaching, into the Saudi league and so forth, why not? I mean, Sid can go anywhere. He can be a coach for any team. So why not?
All right. Does he get anything from this game against Cape Town City?
I see him getting something. Maybe a draw, a slight chance of a win, or I don't know. But yeah, a draw. I don't see him getting beaten in this game.
All right. Golden Arrows hosting Chippa United. A very, very difficult fixture.
Yeah, yo, a very, very difficult fixture, of course, with very special and quality players in both teams, especially looking at players who plays up front and so forth. So this is going to be a game with goals. I see the teams sharing the spoils, or the superior team on that particular day walking away with a victory.
Yeah, of course, just a single point separates us two on the log. Golden Arrows, though, you know, just edging Chippa. You know, it's been a very long season for Arrows. Of course, at one stage they were second, you know, third, and now Steve Compella was also, you know, top three with his Solos outfit. Of course, now things have changed, and Compella comes in with this Golden Arrows team.
Yes, man. I mean, it's been a roller coaster of a season for them, and we need to give credit where it's due. We need to actually commend them. What they did is highly commendable as a team, Golden Arrows. They, at some point during the middle of the season, they were so inconsistent, and everybody thought they are going to relegation. But Steve Compella came in, and you can see the player spirits, and you know that faith is rejuvenated in them. It's rejuvenated, and you can see that the players are giving in their utmost best in terms of getting results. So, I mean, Golden Arrows, why not? You can give it to them,
yeah,
in terms of being a team that has got that spirit of fighting to the end.
Yeah, of course. They just hosted Sundowns, as you mentioned on the podcast, and, you know, under a point over there. Are they going to go one further and claim maximum points in this one?
I see them claiming maximum points against Chippa, but I also see Chippa not letting it go easily.
They're going to have to make it work,
yes,
for them.
Arrows are going to have to sweat for it.
All right. The final fixture sees AmaZulu hosting Kaizer Chiefs. A very troubled outfit right now.
AmaZulu just drew with Sundowns. Is it Sundowns?
AmaZulu, and they drew with Stellenbosch.
Yeah, they just drew with Stellenbosch yesterday. And them being the team after Sundowns to end Stellenbosch and beaten run, that tells you something. With Chiefs getting a red card consecutively the past two games, I don't know if they will get a third one. Maybe also in terms of betting, we should start putting Chiefs to get a red card. That market has got a lot of money, eh? Maybe we should consider it. But yeah, they got two red cards the last two previous games.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping the same thing doesn't happen against AmaZulu.
Yeah.
Or else AmaZulu has got good players who can actually
bury very disciplined players,
and
yeah,
decide and finish the game, you know. Mm. So Chiefs has to be very careful in this fixture.
Yeah,
or else they are out of the top eight.
Yeah, you know, you've taken the words right out of my mouth, because the results, I mean, 5-1 drubbing by Sundowns, where they lost the league, or rather Sundowns were crowned league champions.
Yes, I mean, you know, when you're playing Sundowns, you must know that Chisampama, 5 goals, it's something that can happen anytime. They can pull it out of nowhere. Sundowns and Pirates now, they don't play in front of goals. The next thing you wake up, 69 minutes, those teams are like 4-5-0 ahead. Only one goal needed for them to lead you 6-0 or 6-1. So, yeah, man, Chiefs, I mean, very poor results from the previous three games. I don't know what needs to happen, but there need to be a serious restructuring at Chiefs, as we have consistently said in this podcast, that, you know, Chiefs need a serious reconstruction from coaching, management, technical team, and so forth. And let's see, when it comes to players, what will happen.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that AmaZulu does have is ambition. I think when the President Zungu took over, he did inject funds into the team. And, you know, they have had glimpses of coaches that have shown what they can do, given the project they've bought in the project, the likes of Benny McCarthy, Brandon Tutter, and now there's a Spaniard at their helm, Pablo Franco Martin. I think he was once on the books of Real Madrid.
Yes, I mean, look, they are getting quality coaches and quality players, and I can't wait to see what they are going to do in the transfer market once the league is about to resume in August. I mean, once the June market opens, they are one of those teams that are going to pull on big signatures. There are players like Njabulo Ngcobo who are not playing yet Chiefs consistently. He can still opt and go and play for AmaZulu. There is a couple of players, man, that will be like on the market. And I see AmaZulu buying good players if they survive relegation battle zone to actually be in it next season in the PSL.
100%. All right, your scoreline in this one.
Yo, AmaZulu. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe on double chance. Can
maybe
you see
a
losing?
Double chance. Yeah. Maybe a draw. I don't know. But yeah, man, it's one of those Chiefs. They are playing a very inconsistent Kaizer Chiefs team. So I don't know. I see a draw. But they are here at Mabida. It's AmaZulu's territory. I see a draw, or maybe AmaZulu taking it away.
All right. Thanks so much for giving us your thoughts and predictions ahead of this weekend's PSL action. I'll be sure to catch you next weekend.
It's a shubi. Thank you so much. Deshi.
Cheers.